This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And you got to figure for an elected official in the middle of the holiday season, this is about a five-alarm fire, okay? In the middle of the holiday season, you get convicted yesterday of embezzling gift cards intended for needy families and then buying electronics with those gift cards, including an Xbox. Ouch. But that's the situation for the mayor of Baltimore, embattled Mayor Sheila Dixon. Here she is outside the courthouse talking with reporters.
Everyone who works for the betterment of this city will continue to be committed, as I will be committed to continue on with the focus of what needs to happen. So this city will continue to run, and the citizens will be assured and feel confident that we won't miss a step.
What needs to happen? Mark Steiner joins us, host of the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA in Baltimore, Maryland. Good morning, Mark. Does what need to happen is that Sheila Dixon needs to get out of the way?
Morning, John. Well, that's the controversy of the moment. There are some people saying that she needs to step down, but the law is really murky. She doesn't have to do anything until she's actually convicted, which means sentenced. And we don't know when that's going to happen. The judge has indicated he may not rule on that right away. He might wait till the second trial is over, which is not till March.
Right.
She may decide to fight it. A lot of the political leadership in the state and the city is lining up saying, for the city, you should resign right now.
It's complicated, Mark, because, I mean, as ugly as this charge is, it's just a misdemeanor, and that therein lies the complication.
Well, it ends up being a misdemeanor, but I think what happened in all the analysis and the conversations with the jury is that even those jurors who supported Sheila Dixon for mayor were taken aback by the fact that she used gift cards, even at a low amount, taking them from a developer, and most people didn't believe her when she said she didn't know that they were from they were four kids. She thought it was a present from her former boyfriend, who was a developer, Ron Lipscomb, and that was the problem. And when the jury saw the testimony played back to them, that's when even the most reluctant jurors decided to convict her. And there's still the argument going on: was this a politically motivated trial by a former Republican administration? So it's really very murky and very messy.
Well, former Baltimore Mayor Kurt Schmoke has weighed in on this. Here he is being interviewed by WBAL TV in Baltimore.
I think she had apologize to the city for the situation, talk about what she thinks ought to happen in the future, and engage in a conversation with all of us as to whether the punishment of resignation is proportionate to the offense.
Mark Steiner, you know, we're on the air down there in Baltimore. On the Mark Steiner Show, what are people saying about this?
They're mixed. The majority of the listeners and callers calling in and writing into the show are saying she should resign. But a strong minority is saying that she should stick it out and fight for her job as the first African-American woman mayor of Baltimore. And I think Kurt Schmoke, who I like a great deal, has it right. I think that she needs to have a conversation with the city. She needs to talk to her citizens, our citizens, and talk about what happened and apologize to people, for taking the gift cards and putting herself and the city in this position. I think Kurt's right.
It's a difficult place to navigate, though. In just a couple of seconds, I mean, Kwame Kilpatrick in Detroit, you know, circled the wagons with the media, and it didn't help him at all. Is that possibly going to be played out here?
It's possible. It's very possible. We just have to wait a couple of days and see.
All right. Mark Steiner, host of the Mark Steiner Show, talking about Sheila Dixon, mayor of Baltimore, who's been convicted of an embezzling charge. Mark Steiner, host of the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA. Thanks so much, Mark.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.